And so now we come to that time to activate what you have and what you can do in Christ. Now, before we get into what we're going to be saying here, I just want to give you this to bear in mind. And so it is a law of both intellectual and spiritual nature that by beholding, we become changed into the same image of what we're beholding. All right? Your mind gradually adapts itself to the subjects upon which it's allowed to dwell. It becomes assimilated to that which it is accustomed to love and reference. Proverbs 23:7 says this, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Talking about us, mankind. So you renew your mind with what God says every day, because as you think, so you are. As a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled, we should speak those words that are befitting to the life that we actually want to have. And so verse 21 of Proverbs 18, chapter 20 and 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." So what we're going to be speaking are God's promises. These are life-giving seeds that will bear fruit in creating your epic life and fulfilling his mission that he assigned you. You've got to remember that God watches over his word to perform it, and his word will not return to him void. It will accomplish the objective that he gave it. And so as we declare this, we're activating this in our lives. And I'm going to encourage you to go through this every day, in the morning or in the evening. I think the morning's the best time to do it. But do it in the morning, even if you're just listening to it. I recommend you say it because, you know, as if we believe, we speak, and life and death are in the power of the tongue. But even listening to it, your faith will just be built up. So God's word, they are spirit and they are life, all right? And we are writing them on our hearts. Psalm 45:1 says, "My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." So as you speak it, you're writing it on your heart. Ask, believe, claim, all right? That means you expect it. And so you see yourself as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, representing God to the whole world. We're told in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, we're given the command, "Arise, shine, the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Verse 2 says, "Although darkness covers the earth and the people, the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. He will show you He will show himself strong in you." You are God's ambassador. Act like that's who you are. And then you will begin to enjoy the benefits of who God has made you. This is not a fancy idea. This is an actual fact. It is reality. And when you realize the 7 core kingdom resources and the 7 kingdom mission resources you have access to, and you make a demand for their activation, it will make all the difference. You are legally a child of God and a joint heir with Christ. You have a legal right to all that Christ has. It belongs to you.